The United States Senate officially kicks off debate next week on how to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare, a debate bound to be followed closely by anyone who's forked over big bills at the pharmacy. Chances for a bipartisan deal appeared to improve this week when the Republican and Democratic leaders of the pivotal Finance Committee announced agreement on the outlines of a plan. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, support for that plan may not be as broad as some hope.
The Senate's working under a deadline to pass a bill to add an outpatient prescription drug benefit to Medicare and shore up the program for the impending retirement of 78 million baby boomers. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist repeated his marching orders at a Senate Finance Committee hearing yesterday.
And we will complete this before the July recess.
The deal was announced on Thursday by Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa and the panel's top Democrat, Montana's Max Baucus. It would provide both a new drug benefit Democrats want and create new private managed care plans Republicans favor. And it would do it, Baucus noted at the hearing, within the $400 billion limit imposed by the congressional budget resolution.
We have $400 billion on the table, specifically earmarked for Medicare reform and prescription drug benefits. We have been at this point before. We've let it pass by in the past. Now is the time to act.
A key to the deal, said Baucus, was ensuring that the new drug benefit is available equally to those who join the new private plans and those who remain in the traditional government-run program.
Unlike the President's plan, this proposal does not force seniors, 90% of whom are in traditional Medicare, into a private plan that they neither want or need. This is especially important to rural areas like my state, Montana, where most seniors don't have the option of moving into a private plan.
But Baucus' support notwithstanding, a lot of Democrats still have a lot of doubts about the plan, and that was clear at the hearing. New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman said he fears the drug benefit, which would pay only about a third of drug costs for many seniors, is too skimpy.
I'm very much concerned that we are going to have a lot of seniors in this country feeling that they have had this plan misrepresented to them, and that we are essentially promising to provide a drug benefit comparable to what federal employees get, when the truth is we're not even going to come near to that.
Democrat Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas, considered a swing vote for the deal, said she's worried that seniors won't be able to cope with private plans joining and leaving the program from year to year.
What's covered is going to change. Probably their premiums are going to change. The doctors they can see are going to change. All of that's going to change on a year-to-year basis for our seniors. It sounds like a lot of confusion for our elderly.
Conservative Republicans have doubts as well. Kentucky's Jim Bunning says he doesn't mind the government helping the poor, but this plan goes too far.
We're also going to have the benefit for those who I don't think we should, the Warren Buffetts of the world.
On the other hand, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Don Nichols, an Oklahoma Republican, thinks the plan is too generous to the poor, promising them more than the country can really afford.
We're talking about subsidizing these all the way up to 150% of poverty. Those are enormous subsidies, new subsidies. Brand new subsidies.
Several senators have complained about the speed with which the Senate is approaching one of the most politically delicate items on the domestic agenda. Here's an exchange between North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad and Medicare Administrator Tom Scully.
Can you tell me on what basis you're testifying today? What do you have? Do you have legislative language before you on this plan?
Senator, I have a two-page summary, and I've had, in the last 24 hours, pretty extensive discussions with staff about what's in it. But
well, that's the problem to me, what's happening here. You got a two-page summary on something that's the most profound change in one of the biggest programs of the federal government that has been made in 40 years.
Scully said later he does have a good feel for what the plan would provide, but he also made it clear that the administration has its own doubts. While he took pains to praise the bipartisan agreement, Scully repeatedly reminded the committee that the administration strongly prefers a more generous drug benefit in the private plans to encourage beneficiaries to switch. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.